The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us now on the line is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, we talk to each Friday when we're lucky. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning.
A couple of things. You're down in Florida right now because you're on your book tour, and your book is about 3 days in January, Dwight Eisenhower's final mission. And so, first of all, how's the book tour going? And second of all, in connection with this, you have a special on Fox News this Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday at 8 p.m. It's called the same name, 3 days in January. It's going great. Brian, I tell you, it's been a labor of love over the past 4 years working on this book. And as I told you, I think before, it deals with January 17th when Eisenhower delivers his farewell address to January 20th when JFK is inaugurated. And those 3 days, we found amazing oral histories that had never been tapped and letters and descriptions, and we talked and interviewed to folks around the country who were part of that time. We came up with a narrative of that time, but then used that to bounce back to the life of General Eisenhower, then President Eisenhower, to kind of explain and really show what happened during those crucial years.
Yeah, and it's important to note that you're talking about his farewell address, and we just saw President Obama's farewell address, and it was unlike any that I can ever recall. I mean, I looked back, I double-checked on this. I remember when Clinton left office, it was an Oval Office address, I believe it was. Same thing with George W. Bush when he left.
W did in West Point. He was the other, only
that's
other
right.
one.
But it wasn't like this, a rally.
No, you're right. And, you know, it was reminiscent of his President Obama's victory speech in 2008 that happened just down the road from McCormick Place where he delivered the farewell at Grant Park. And, you know, the whole walkout thing and the big crowd and, you know, they wanted to create that environment. That speech was much different than Dwight Eisenhower's speech in that Eisenhower didn't want to have a list of accomplishments in his 8 years. He wanted to create a blueprint in a pretty plain spoken way of what he thought that America should be concerned about and also what we should be focusing on. Bipartisanship, he talked about a lot in that speech. Concern about the deficit, Eisenhower was, you know, it was a focus, even though military-industrial complex is the line that everybody remembers. President Obama, you know, he can deliver a speech. Holy cow, he can. We know that after 8 years, and that was, you know, one of his best delivered speeches, I think.
Well, now we're moving into the next administration, Brett, and the confirmation hearings this week have presented a little bit of a surprise. I think people expected Rex Tillerson to face a rocky road, but Jeff Sessions was the one that so many of us predicted would be the one that would face the challenges in the Senate. But instead, Rex Tillerson is facing some problems from Marco Rubio. Is there any risk, do you think, that Tillerson can't make it through if Rubio is able to like get any allies in his effort to vote against him, or is that not even close to happening?
Well, so far, we can't. We don't see the head count there. I mean, clearly, there were some pointed questions from Rubio, and largely, Rex Tillerson kind of parried and moved away from those effectively, but most people thought. But barring some other shoe dropping, I don't think the votes are there, as you know, because Democrats changed the rules in 2013, and 51 is all they need.
Right. And he would need to find two senators in order to overcome Mike Pence's tie-breaking vote in order to get a lift and stop
exactly.
Rex Tillerson.
So, you know, I mean, does it get to the level that McCain and Graham you know, shift over. I don't think we're there yet. We'll see if something else drops. But you're right to start the question. I think everybody thinks that Sessions performed, you know, above the bar, exceeding expectations, and should not have a problem either.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll talk to you next Friday, but I mean, you may be busy, and I certainly would understand given it's Inauguration Day. So how do you think, what are your plans for inauguration coverage over at the Fox News Channel? I mean, I remember, you know, in past inaugurations, the planning is quite extensive.
Yes, we're going to have a set out on the mall, and I'll be anchoring with Martha McCallum all day, and I think we start our program at 11, but Fox will have programming throughout the day, and we have correspondents all over the Capitol, the White House, and you know, there's so many elements to this big event.
What's your sense about the protest? Because I mean, there are some suggestions that some of these protests could get quite ugly.
Yeah, I think that they will take a different tone, perhaps, than protests in years past, just by social media as you're kind of monitoring it. But I'm pretty sure it's not anything that that the security isn't planned for.
Yeah. Yeah, and clearly that would be a problem. The biggest protest that, that we keep hearing about is this women's protest that's supposed to happen the day after the inauguration. So we'll see. But hopefully we don't have anarchists blocking the ingress routes into Washington, D.C. That would not suit this inauguration well.
Yeah, so the question is how many people show up? I mean, I think you could have a big turnout from people who never thought they'd be going to an inauguration.
Definitely. And we've heard a lot of voters across the country who say that they would be going to their first.
Yeah.
So what else are you looking at this week from the nomination hearings? Were there any big takeaways for you? Ben Carson, I thought, surprisingly, got away without any sort of the Carson-esque gaffes. I had to apologize to him this morning for predicting those.
Yeah. I tell you, I don't foresee any issues just because of the numbers and the bar is so low. But you know, we didn't think that Tom Daschle was going to have a problem, former Senate Majority Leader in 2009, and then he did. So usually there's one, at least, that runs into a wall as far as confirmation, but so far we're not seeing it.
What do you make of Democrats using Russia as a litmus test, it seems, in almost every one of these hearings?
Well, I think that's a unified effort, and clearly a concern. And between that and the Inspector General's investigation into the email scandal, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, and how the FBI handled it, you know, there is a... Charles Krauthammer said last night that he thinks that it's, you know, full court press to undermine or make illegitimate the start of the President Trump's administration. And the more you get into it, the more likely that may be. I think there are legitimate concerns, as you know, about Russia's interference leading up to the election.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an interesting time. We're heading into, I think, one of the most interesting weeks in all of the many weeks I've been in Washington, and I know that you probably feel the same way. It's these are interesting times to live in.
Well, it's history, and every day you suddenly realize that this is not like anything we've seen before.
Totally.
It's an honor to be in the anchor chair during those times.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, and good luck on your book tour.
Thank you, sir.